Hello, everybody. My RTK podcast family. I am so excited to be with you today. I have a great word for you. You know, I was just thinking back as I was getting ready for the podcast, just thinking about all the things that have changed this year and how it's so hard to move on after a heartbreak, severe heartbreak, a loss of a loved one. Man, just learning how to navigate through seasons that you weren't prepared for. And I want to do a podcast today just to kind of give you some tools, man, that I did, and maybe break some things down for you today that's going to enlighten you and make you feel like, oh my gosh, that is the missing link that I needed to move forward. And so, hello, everyone. I am Real Talk Kim, and I am real, raw, and relevant. I will always keep it 100. Twitter gave me my name, Real Talk Kim, about 2009. I was looking for a Twitter handle because I was walking through a divorce and just didn't have anything else to do. And so I got on Twitter and my name was taken. Kim Jones was taken. And so they said, let me just give you a idea. And they said, Real Talk Kim. And I was tired that night. And I remember I went to bed and was like, oh, I'll get back to it later. And I just used it. And then I didn't go back to Twitter for about 2 years. And by the time I went back to Twitter, I needed Real Talk Kim. So God is strategic. Why did I even tell you that story today? Because y'all, you have to realize that no matter what you're going through, how you're going through it, if you feel like you're about to die in the middle of it, God is there. He is being strategic. He is going to use every single move you make. He's going to make every single choice. He's going to use it. He's going to use it. He's going to use every tear. He's going to use every heartbreak. He's going to use it. And while you're thinking that God is not moving at all and he's on vacation, he's moving. He is moving. I promise you, he is moving. And just like he moved in my life. And, you know, I think, guys, over the years, I've realized that, you know, you may be in a place right now and just feel like there ain't no way. I'm in such a lull. I'm in such a just this stuck place. I don't even know how to get out of it. And you think that God isn't moving, but he is. He's right in the middle of this thing. And so I just need you to find your peace today. You know, one thing I realized that with God, it always works out in the end. And if it hasn't worked out, it's not the end. And so keep on moving. Even if you feel like you got to pull your big old thick thigh, girl, just keep moving, bro. Just keep on moving, man. So I want to talk to you today about seasons of change. You know, just let's look at it so that you realize where you're at. I think sometimes we get in such a lull fighting for our lives that we don't even, you know, navigate. You know, it's I always tell my people, I pastor here in Fayetteville, Georgia. I pastor Limitless Church. If you're ever in Atlanta, man, come see us every Sunday, 11 o'clock, Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia. Y'all, it is just awesome. It is such a activation center. It really is. And to follow me on all my social media platforms, just follow Real Talk Kim. My YouTube, I've got an app for your phone where I send out notifications to you daily of encouragement. Just go to your Apple Store, Google Play Store, and just look for Real Talk Kim, and you'll find me. And you can stay connected to me every day. I promise you, I will help you get unstuck. I also have a mentorship program that is so awesome. It's just go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com and let me just encourage you every day. I start your morning out with devotions, and every night at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, I'm in there on the Facebook group private page just encouraging you and talking to you. And so you don't have to do life alone. You can go get my books, y'all. Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Whole, When Your Bad Meets Its Good, and Shut Hell Up. I just put out in April. You can get all of those anywhere books are sold, or just go to my website, realtalkkim.com. So let's talk about this, guys. Let's talk about seasons of change. You know, every time a change occurs in your life and you embark on a transition journey, here with seasons, you know, it just even in the natural seasons, you learn how to kind of follow and discover new things in your life. And if you look at like seasons of change as they spiral, if you see a change as a naturally occurring event, much like the change of seasons, then we can embrace change as a gift and an invitation to improve and enhance our lives, you know, to grow through life's inevitable ups and downs. You're going to have them, guys. You're going to have them. You're going to go through things that are going to knock the wind out from under you. We still have to move through each season. We have to. You know, if you look at fall is like sensing a shift in your life and preparing for what's to come. Fall is my favorite season. Ask yourself right now, what is your favorite season, right? I love early winter. Early winter is kind of like a time to retreat, reflect. You clean out your closets, right? And reconnecting with yourself. Then the winter, in the middle of winter, you're catching sparks of hope. And you're catching sparks of hope, really, in the darkness. And then you look into the late winter, and you're exploring and experimenting, and we're getting excited, right? Because spring is coming. You're experimenting to firm up your visions for the future. You're starting to get active again, right? It's almost like the bear, you know, when the bear isolates. Then you look at spring, and spring is bursting into bloom and putting your plan into action, right? And then summer is like celebrating your harvest, right? So as seasons change, do you have a sense of where you are on the seasons of change spiral of life, right? In fall time, which we're walking into right now, it's a time of sensing a shift. That's what we're feeling, a shift. And even though this year, y'all, we're walking through a pandemic, like literally, no one could have ever set us up for what's happening. Nobody would have ever told me within a week they would shut the entire world down globally. Like nobody could have ever warned any of us that we'd all be walking around looking at each other, just our eyes, like with masks on. Like whoever thought, right? But here we are walking into fall and we're all sensing something. My church is exploding in the pandemic because there's a shift. There's an excitement. We're putting a demand on God. But in fall, it's a time of sensing a shift. And you're likely to be in fall if you're getting news of changes or you are worrying while you wait for news, right? While you are in fall, you have to focus on acknowledging that changes are happening in your life. Right? Getting the support you need to make it through. That's what we're doing. We've got 3 more months left of this year. And I don't know about you, but I refuse to walk out of 2020 letting 2020 just be a blurb in my life. I hear a lot of people saying, I can't wait, man. I'm so ready for 2020. Yo, I heard the other day that in New York, they're not even dropping the ball. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, no! And really, we all could be like, oh, this is going to be another whole year like this. Because really, you know, with everything going on, we don't really know what they've been doing behind the scenes in our world. We really don't. We don't really know if they've been inflating numbers. We don't know. We've all been hiding for the last 6-7 months from something. We don't even really know what it is, right? So at some point in your life, you got to know how to find peace within you no matter what's going on around you, right? And so you got to learn how to sense a shift. You got to be ready for a shift, right? At the same time, you got to be creating a refuge within you. How do you do that? You connect, get connected with you again. Find out who you really are, right? Before the pandemic, really, it is so easy to get so caught up in life, mothering and fathering and working to pay the bills that all of a sudden you just become like a robot. And the one thing that this pandemic has done is it's really shaken us to our core. And now we've got time. We're all thinking and we're all reflecting, right? So we can't allow ourselves to avoid shifts, right? Denying the changes that are occurring in our lives. It's happening, baby, right? We can't just shut down. We have to embrace the shift. Jumping at the first option, man, that shows up. We can't get desperate. Don't just settle. There's so many people right now that are just walking around. God, getting complacent. Y'all, if y'all have not listened to my last month, the whole month of September, I created a series called Welcome to the Labor Room. Welcome to the Labor Room. And you got to go to my YouTube and watch it. Just go to YouTube and search Real Talk Kim. Y'all, I set you up for September being a month of birthing. We've been carrying it for so long. It is a month of birthing, right? That may be why you've been feeling irritable. That may be why you've been feeling, just over it, over the stuff that you've been settling with in your life. You can't settle for complacency. You can't settle for being comfortable. You can't. Y'all, this thing has made us realize, you know what? I don't really care what nobody thinks. I'm about to walk in my joy. I'm about to walk in my happiness. I'm about to let go of some people that really aren't essential in my life. You know what I'm saying? And you got to walk in that thing. You got to get rid of distractions. Get rid of people that are wearing your tail out. Just weighing on you, man. Making bleeding on you. Listen. And you know, it's not even about just throwing people away. Because I know that the old Kim was kind of like that. But this new Kim that God's done a work in me, I believe in riding hard for people. But I do believe that people's seasons in our lives change. I really do. And I think that it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. You know, it's almost like that space shuttle I talk about. You know, just imagine your head being the space shuttle. And then put two fists up at your temples. Your right arm, your right hand in a ball and your left hand in a ball and put it up to your temple. And just imagine your hands in a ball are the space, are the rocket boosters that are on every rocket. And those rocket boosters are designed to stay on until the rocket gets to your head, gets to a certain altitude, and then those rocket boosters are supposed to fall off. That's the same thing with people in our lives that are not growing with you. They're not growing with you. They've tapped out. They've tapped out. Their ceiling is your floor, right? And it doesn't mean that they're bad when they fall off. They're designed to fall off of your life. You can outgrow people, just like you outgrow your clothes. A pandemic, a lot of us have outgrown our sizes. We're going to another size. And so it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means the time in your orbit's over. And so it's time to stop trying to carry those people that don't want to grow with you. Y'all, it's the hardest thing ever. I'm a pastor. I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a mentor. And there are certain people that I'm letting go of and that I've had to let go of. And it stinks and it hurts and it's not comfortable. But they've tapped out in my world. Right now they've become a lull. If those rocket boosters would have stayed on my rocket longer than they were supposed to, they will create a drag. And that's what some of you have been feeling, a drag, right? And so the fall is a time to have sense in a shift. You know, early winter is a time of retreating and reflecting, renewing yourself, creating quiet time for yourself, reflecting on your situation, your desires, your ideas. We're walking into this. The early winter, you guys, come on. Like in the next 2 months, we'll be walking in this. It's time to renew yourself. You know, October is a time of shifting. If you look at October in the Latin, October means new beginnings, right? This is a time for new beginnings. This is a time of the shift. Then the early winter is a time to, you know, if you're feeling tired or feeling confused, start getting yourself ready. Maybe you're trying to avoid the social events that are about to start happening, you know, scared to go back to your churches or scared to, you know, you don't know if this COVID cooties is going to catch you. And so you've just been in a weird place. Well, this is a time to start renewing yourself. Let that fear go. Get back out with the living, right? This is a time to create quiet time. This is a time to begin to put some new things into place. At the same time, make sure that you're not staying so busy that you can't focus inward. Like every single day of my life, I start the morning with my coffee and I sit in a quiet place and I get my day going, right? And then at night, before I go to bed, I take some quiet time and I reflect, right? Make sure I'm not staying too busy, that I can't focus on my inward parts of my life, because I never want to get back to the place I was before the pandemic where I was so busy that I was letting pandemics happen in my life. Man, I took care of some stuff this year. I cut some ties this year. I let go of some baggage this year. I let go of some haters this year. I let go of some snakes in my life this year. I don't know about you, but I let go of it. I stopped denying it and realized it, right? And then, so the winter is time for just renewing yourself, creating quiet time for yourself, reflecting on your situation, your desires, and your ideas. I love it. And then walking into January, following your insights, we're starting a new season, you know? And so these are just really cool to have, because it's allowing yourself to, you know, not get caught up in the mundane life, but you being the creator of your life. And so January is a time of just getting ready for that 2021, clearing out the old in your space, your to-do list, your relationships, your mind. Man, I really am pushing this with my inner circle. This week in our inner circle, RTK mentorship program, we're talking about boundaries, setting up boundaries, learning how to stop ignoring our insights, right? Ignoring those voices on the inside of us. Then we walk into spring, and it's a time of new growth, trusting your timing, trusting you. Yeah, this is the year where we're learning, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm setting you up really quickly, really fast in this podcast to let you know you are the ruler of your space, you know, birthing what's new in your life, blossoming fully into the new you, right? And summer is a time of celebrating your harvest. And so, you know, what we got to do is whenever we're walking into these seasons of change and stuff, we have to be able to learn how to move forward. And so I felt like in this podcast, how do we move forward? We're walking into the last three months. And I want to ask you a question. Is it time? Is it time for you to move into a new season of your life? Right? Is it time? Are things more frustrating? Right? Are you feeling stuck in some old areas of your life? Are you trying to embrace new things? Are you trying to find out where you fit? You know, with our staff at Limitless Church, like, we're growing so fast that I even find some people that have been on staff for a really long time trying to figure out where they fit. That's never easy. But if you learn how to just go with the flow, learn how to be confident in who you are, then you will navigate into where your position is. Always be available to move. Always be available to be like a chameleon, right? I can fit anywhere. That's just how I am. I can fit. I can submit. I can take control, right? I can be quiet. I know how to lead a pack. I just can. And sometimes the new thing is an inevitable change. It's inevitable. It's going to happen or transition, whether it was something you wanted or something that was thrust upon you, right? This year, I found myself thrust in some things that I wasn't ready for, but I made up in my mind, I can either lay in my bed and I can cry for a whole year, like some of y'all been doing, or I can get my butt up and navigate through this thing, right? When you're letting your kids start riding their bike and they fall off, they don't like throw the whole bike away. They get back up again and try again. And I think as adults, we become so bratty and so, ugh, it ain't happening my way. I feel like I'm being left out. And so all of a sudden you get in your flesh. You can't do that. You have to learn how to navigate through these areas of life and realize that God is giving you the grace to get through whatever you're walking through, right? And so maybe you're walking through a transition right now that you're being thrust into. You didn't want it. Maybe at other times your new season is a goal you've been working towards. But now it's time to notice that the thing you wished for is here. It's here. Stop being a scaredy cat, right? You have to shift your thinking so you can enjoy the vision that has finally come to fruition. Whether your new season is related to your career, your relationship, your finances, or your health. Consider these things, y'all. I want to throw some things out really fast at you just to kind of help you, because we're walking out of this pandemic, baby. It's happening. Maybe some of you are walking into this new season single. Maybe you're single again. Maybe you're walking into a new job. Maybe you don't like change. Maybe you thought you liked change. One thing I'm learning during this season is that we're walking into a new season at Limitless. We're walking into a new season at RTK. And we all, I mean, we can all scream, I love change. But when change really starts, how you feel? Listen, right? Because a lot of times, a lot of people can't fake how they feel. You know that meme that says, you ain't got to worry about my mouth. You got to worry about my face. Because your face can't hide it. Man, listen, I have learned this year to preach through hell. You hear me? And nobody know I'm walking through it. Because I realize that God is my source. You know, does your face show it? Are you a dead weight when all of a sudden something happens in your life that you don't like? Or do you know how to become a chameleon and go with the flow? So here's the key, y'all. Let me give you some tips really fast that's going to help you get your panties out of a wad and help you embrace this new season that we're walking into. We're all walking into it regardless. We're walking into the last 3 months, and the way you lead these last 3 months is the way you're going to enter. Listen, if every single man, if all of a sudden people in your life are always leaving your life, if people that you love, they're always leaving your life and you always find yourself lonely again, you are the problem. You're the problem. You're right? Because you're not supposed to be alone. You're not supposed. Ask God to heal you so that you don't keep losing people in your life. Right? You got 3 months to start changing this thing. If you can't keep a man, you can't keep a woman. Right? Listen. The reason I can preach all these things is because I have to ask myself the same thing. Like, you ain't perfect. No, none of us are perfect. We're all a work in progress. But I one thing I do have under my belt that I'm good at is saying goodbye. I don't force things. Chaos and confusion is not of God. But I also hear people using that. Well, chaos and confusion ain't of God. So I'm just gonna, and they use that as a cop out to not change who they are because they are the chaos and the confusion. So ask yourself, y'all, come on. If you don't like things in your life, if you don't like the way your life looks, ask yourself if you're the guilty party so God can change it. Are you the weight on the wheel? Huh? Are you the weight on the wheel? Are you the one that's swallowed up in pride? Are you people's headache? Are you the headache? Are you the one? Are you the one that brings a sweet aroma in the room when you're there? Are you the weight lifter? Ask yourself these things, y'all. Maybe because you're walking around bleeding on people that didn't cut you and you keep losing blessings. Maybe you keep missing out on a blessing because it ain't packaged the way you thought. Right? Maybe God is sending some sandpaper in your life to help you. But yet you want to be that diamond, but you don't want to be cut. Listen, maybe you were hurt a lot in your life. Maybe you did marry somebody that didn't know how to be faithful. And here you are walking around bleeding on good people that didn't cut you. The pain ain't your fault. Maybe it ain't. Maybe it is. But maybe it ain't. Either way, the healing is still your responsibility. So listen, what are you going to do? You're going to stay mad? You're going to stay isolated? That sucks. That sucks. Walking through life alone, that sucks. I used to do it. I did it. I put so many walls up in my life because I was so hurt by people, huh? That I was all alone. I was all alone and it stunk. It stunk. And you know what? I'm a glutton now. I'm a glutton for punishment because I attract those people still. I still attract those people that have been hurt so many times in their lives. They got all of these walls that wear my tail out. And I keep on loving. And then finally one day, I'm like, I can't help you anymore because you won't help yourself. Right? And then they lose me because I can't. I can't allow one person to become a distraction to millions because that one person refuses to get healed. That person refuses to stop bleeding on people that didn't cut them. That person is so eaten up in pride. So what do? You got to do like me, y'all. Every single day of my life, I still have to evaluate myself. I deal. I'm still human. I still hurt. I still get my feelings. I still get angry. But I got to take it to the throne. And I got to let God heal me. That's what you have to do. So how are you going to do it, y'all? How are you going to do it? How are we going to walk into this new season not carrying any baggage from last? We're going to say goodbye to the last season. That's what we're going to do. We're going to say goodbye to the last season. Yep. In order to fully embrace what's new, you got to mark your passage from one season into the next. If a child is about to head off to college, plan for a celebration to mark the milestone. If you are moving from one place to another, acknowledge it in a meaningful way. Acknowledge it in a meaningful way, y'all. If you have lost someone or something important to you, grieve your loss so that you can eventually move forward in a healthy way. I don't really know why when we walk through a divorce, we just shut it off like, I ain't mad. Then we walk through life, I ain't mad. And everything in you shows you're mad. Yeah. Why? Because we walked around saying, I ain't mad that we didn't grieve the process. When my daddy died this year, killed me. But you know what? I allowed myself to grieve for 6 years watching his mind go bye-bye. When my daddy died, I stayed at his bed for 6 days and watched as he was gasping for breath. I sure did. Me and my boys cried. I mean, cried so hard, our faces were swollen. I was there when he drew his last breath. But I allowed that to be a milestone and I grieved. And you know what happened, y'all? It was easier for me to move forward. I learned how to mourn and move. I think what we do is we stop. We stop. We go to bed. I had this big old picture of my daddy in my office at church. And I finally the other day was like, I gotta get this picture out of my office. Not because I don't love my dad, but because my dad is in heaven dancing. My dad ain't never wanting to come back here to this crazy world. He's with Jesus. So why should I every day of my life be looking at my daddy and thinking I ain't sad? That makes me sad. Maybe I'm healing and maybe I'm mourning and I'm moving, but I think sometimes we hold on to the past because we think that it ain't fair. It's not honoring them if we don't move forward. So we hold on to that ring from our ex, or we hold on to that. We let our son's room that went away to college that ain't never coming home. We keep their room exactly like it is because they said, oh no, mama, leave my room. Leave it like it is. Only trying to make you feel better instead of turning it into a whole office. And then every time we walk past it, we're sad. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to change into an office now because they're not coming home? What is it in your life that you need to let go of? Yo, I took away everything, man, because I couldn't look at my daddy every day. I even had a cup with his picture on it in the pantry. I had to move it. I love my daddy. I honor my daddy, but I can't see it every day because I'm just like, oh, well, if you can't look at the picture, Kevin, and not be crying, then you ain't healed. You know what? I think every day of my life, I'm going to think of my daddy, but I'm going to think of my daddy happy. I am, and I got to look at a picture every day. So sometimes we got to mourn the process and we got to put things in a box. We got to just take that box up and put it in the attic so we can move forward. I really do. Throw yourself a party. While you're putting it in a box, yeah, put all their little clay objects they made while they were in kindergarten, put it in a box, mama. Get you a whole office and start your new season. What's the next step? Embrace the new season, right? Embrace the new season. Y'all, when I had to start over this year, I literally changed everything. There ain't nothing in my house that looks like anything of the old season. Nothing. Colors, nothing, plates, nothing. I don't ever want to look at anything and think of something that was not in my life anymore, ever. So you got to embrace the new season. Once you've said goodbye, say hello to what's new. Dive in. Consider the things you are able to do now that you couldn't before. Come on, somebody. Yes, you can walk around your house naked without your son, right? He's away at college. Come on, you can do some things now. So embrace what you can do now that you couldn't do before. Come on. If you're entering a difficult season, identify and embrace the help you will need to give you strength and perseverance. Whew. Get in my mentorship program. RTK Inner Circle, I've built a whole community of a bunch of people, man, who we truly love each other. We become friends. Yes, it's almost like we're all of us family, and we met a lot of each other. We come together in June, right here in Atlanta. We come again together in January of this year, January 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2021, right here in Atlanta. And we all have a reunion together. We all are doing life together. Sometimes you need some help. Sometimes you need a prayer group. Sometimes you need a singles group. Sometimes you need a marriage group. Sometimes you need a sassy and singles group, right? We got all that in my mentorship program, RTK Inner Circle. But be sure to open your eyes and notice the blessings too, right? What's number three? Number three is ask. What new habits do I need in this new season? What new habits do I need in this new season? I got a guy, man, that's a part of my ministry that just at 47, 45, man, he quit finally a life of being in and out of jail on addiction. Completely changed it. But he is always busy. Why? Because he knows idleness is not good for him. Maybe you need to get out of your room. Stop laying in your bed. Stop crying over something that ain't coming back. Get you a new habit. Get involved at your church. Let people in. Get out of your comfort zone. Yeah, it's not going to be comfortable. Yeah, you may have turned into a hermit during this last broken season, but make yourself move. What worked in the last season, y'all, is not going to work in this new season. It's like using your old house key to try to open the new door in your new home. What got you in the new door, in the old door, it ain't going to work here. So be flexible and adopt the new habits that will empower you to thrive in this new season. What's number four? Ask, who do I need to connect with in this new season? Because listen to me, relationships matter, period. Don't go it alone. That's why the enemy tries to isolate you. That's why this pandemic has sucked. It has. It's been horrible because it's isolated us. That's why we got social media. That's why I've got an RTK Inner Circle page, man. You got to reach out. Make social media good. Hide people that aren't good for you. But it really is good when you get in a group that is supportive. You got to reach out and connect with those who can help you. I've got an iChurch I started during the pandemic, a limitless iChurch. You can belong to my church and be in South Dakota. Get connected. Reach out and connect with those who can help you. I've got RTK life coaches that you can sit on the phone with that I promise to God will set you free. When facing a major change, it's your ability to connect with the right people that can make the difference between a smooth transition and a bumpy one. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, my labor room series in September that you need to go listen to, it is about all of this stuff, man. Whew. Number five thing you got to do is you got to ask, what vision am I moving forward towards in my new season? What vision? Often, guys, a new season means a new identity in some way. It does. I don't even look like who I was starting January 2020. I don't even look like that same person. I am shocked at my picture from last January. I just can't even believe it. Why? Because I reinvented myself. I got a new identity. The things that worked in the last season don't work in this season. Perhaps your role has changed. Relationships have been severed. A job was lost during the pandemic. Or a move has put you in a totally new environment. Listen, guys, we're all in some of these places in our lives. Every one of us, the whole world. We're all in some sort of transition. You may have had a vision, and maybe you even achieved it. Maybe you even went out on a limb and started your company. 2 weeks later, the pandemic happened. And you're mad. Well, you might as well get glad, because it ain't over. It ain't over. Get your attitude right. It ain't over. As long as you ain't dead, God ain't done. Stop being mad because you have to change up the way you did some things, right? You may have had a vision and even achieved it in the previous seasons of your life. But now, it's time for something different. Your old vision may not work in this new place. Come on, somebody. What's your new vision now? What is your new vision now? What are you going to do? You're going to be pitiful? Are you going to be powerful? Are you going to be a brat? Are you going to get up and become bold? You got this. Man, I wrote my book, Shut Hell Up. It is probably the best book I've ever written. And it hit the second week of the pandemic. I was like, you got to be kidding me. There's nothing in this world worse than putting all your sweat and energy and blood and tears and prayers into writing a book for 6 months and then splat. Splat. It didn't get the book signing, it didn't get the book tour, it didn't get the commercials, it didn't get no publicity. Yeah, none of it. I could have been so mad, or I could have said, you know what, God, in your timing. And you know what I did? I rode the wave. I rode the wave, and I will relaunch it again. But you can't be mad and just throw the whole book away because it didn't turn out the way you wanted. You can't be mad because your marriage, all of a sudden during this pandemic, maybe your spouse got exposed for cheating and never would own it, yet it was public. Never would say he's sorry or she's sorry. What are you going to do? Are you going to be mad and spew all over social media about it? Are you going to realize that God closed that door because they were not supposed to go into your next season and move forward? Are you going to spend the next few years of your life trying to explain what happened to people that don't even know you? Trying to right your wrong, let them know how horrible he or she is? Are you just going to move forward? Are you going to keep allowing people in your life that God saved you from to keep you bitter? Are you going to let them make you better? Are you going to let the little foxes in your life to destroy, deceive you, cause you to live, have to take Ambien and Xanax every day because you can't let that person go that was not even good anyway? God really saved you, baby. Are you going to get fearful when God opens that door in the next 3 months of your life for that dream that you've been praying about? Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, it's really happening. And then you freeze. Are you going to jump out there and walk on water afraid? Are you going to do it with your knees knocking? I'm watching Limitless Church right now. Man, God told me at the beginning of the year that this is an activation center. I changed my whole name of that church in January from Church of the Harvest Fayetteville, which was the church my mom and daddy pastored, and they gave the church to me. I changed it to Limitless. Limitless. It's prophetic. You walk in those doors, or if you're a member of that church, you can't help but walk in limitless favor, limitless ability, limitless. What? And then all of a sudden, God started giving me this Amos 9, 13 through 15. In the Message version, it says, it won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast. Your head is about to spin, blessing upon blessing upon blessing. You won't be able to keep up. I launched all of this in January over my church on New Year's Eve, right? Then all of a sudden, God started saying, this is an activation center. During the pandemic, God started showing me this is an activation center. We closed our church doors and everything. And I was like, God, are you kidding me? How can this be an activation center if we're not even open? And then I just stopped trying to figure it out and I started going with the flow. Sometimes you got to adjust the sail. And now in October, we are packed to the gills in that church. At RTK Inner Circle is blowing up, man, and people are walking in their purpose. I'm watching people that came into the RTK Inner Circle mentorship program that were introverts, that were broken, that now are walking and flying in their purposes. Why? Because I'm in my lane and I'm an activator for God. I could have stopped, y'all. I walked through enough this year that would have destroyed anybody else, but I decided to adjust my sails. I decided to be an activation center. Everywhere I go, my staff is soaring. I look Sunday as people, my whole church, man, was activating, man. I just stayed on the platform and cried like a baby. Watching people walk in their gifts, watching people walk in their destinies, watching people that have walked through divorce, people that have walked through bankruptcy, people that have walked through church hurt, watching people walk in their purposes, man. Look, I'm crying right now. Get around some people that make your baby leap. That's your job. Your job is to get around people. Let go of the rocket boosters that are holding you back. Let go of that hurt. Let go of that pain, baby. And adjust to the new season you're in. It ain't over for you. It's just starting. It's just starting. Grab a hold. Grab a hold, baby. Grab a hold of some people that ignite you. You may never meet certain people that get your baby leap and your purpose. That thing on the inside of you. Grab whatever you can from them and start walking. I feel excited for you today. I feel excited for you. I feel excited for your new season. I feel excited for that new book you're writing. I feel excited for that new business venture that you're launching. I feel excited about your finances. I feel excited about your health. I feel excited about your new season. I feel excited. And I just heard God drop this in my spirit for you. It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. You've given and you've given and you've given. You've given to everybody else selflessly. Now it's your turn. And you know what? You deserve everything that God's bringing into your life. So Father, I thank you today for every single person that's tuned into this. God, I thank you that we're not scared. We're not scared. Nope, we're spiritual gangsters. Yes, we are. And God, we're excited. Lord, I thank you for opening the windows of heaven over my friends today as they activate into their new season. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hey guys, thank you for all of you that partner with me to spread the word all around the world. Thank you for sowing into my ministry. Thank you for being a part of what I'm doing. You may not be able to touch people, but your seeds that you sow into RTK Inner Circle or you are sow into Real Talk Chem Ministry. In fact, if you would like to become a partner, just go right now to realtalkchem.com and become a partner and sow monthly into what God is doing in this ministry. Limitless Church, you can become an iChurch member. Totally nothing is expected of you except just to be a member. And be connected today. You want to be mentored by me? Go to realtalkchem.com also, and you'll see the Inner Circle button or download my free app. And every single thing about me is connected right there on that app in your phone. All right. I love you guys so much. The app is called Real Talk Chem. The YouTube channel, Real Talk Chem. RealTalkKim.com is my website. And all of my books you can find there also. I love you guys so much. I can't wait to hear testimonies of what's going to happen in this next season for you also. So here's your challenge. Let go of the old, right? Let go of the old and take hold of the new. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. Guys, share this with somebody. And you know what? Give me a great review. Those reviews, those stars, they matter to people that have never heard of Real Talk Kim. I love you so much. I'm Real Talk Kim, over and out.